just like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can.
Tolerated is race and religion, no discussion period. All right, my peeps, let's do the darn thing and enjoy. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. Excuse me. I'm on YouTube Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. on the Essence of Success Network. Thank you for supporting and joining the show. My co-host tonight is Sheha Spirit. All right, let me invite everybody in. 901, Sheha, how you doing this evening, young lady?
I'm fine, dear one. How are you?
Oh, just fine, just fine. Hi, Jessica, 714, how you doing?
I'm good, and yourself? I was excited. I was ready.
All right, all right. And 414, my Christina. How you doing, Christina?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
Yes, yes, most definitely. Okay, well, you know, I mentioned it yesterday. We got to talk about this. I mean, because I know it's happening for eons. An older man and a younger woman are either a cougar, as they call. They call the older women that want young men cougars. So I don't know. Hi, Deborah. Oh, wait a minute. Let me welcome you in. Welcome, Deborah. You're coming.
Hi.
There you go. How you doing, Deborah?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
I'm doing good.
Hi.
Okay,
hi.
So I want to know, how do you guys feel? Because I thought it was Robert De Niro, but I found out it was Al Pacino, so I don't know. But anyway, I guess it's Al Pacino. But anyway, the girl that got pregnant by him is 29 years old. He's 83.
Mm-hmm.
He got kids older than his heifer.
God.
Okay. So to me, that's just about money. I don't think, you know, she might love me, but I don't know. I kind of doubt that. He's 83 and you 29. You want to go to the club, mm-hmm. She's going to find Metamucil. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I wanted to know, how did you guys
feel
about
this? That's a lot of years difference.
We call it May and September. I don't know. But anyway, how do you feel about it?
I feel that now keep going on, a lot of these, mid-aged women are telling younger women to go for older men for the money and the lifestyle. And, you know, that's what I looked at it like. He could have been her sugar daddy. They always gun for the younger people, so that way they can have their generations. But she already knows, like, he don't got that many time left, that many years. So by the time that they
at 83, come on, Jessica, he ain't going to even see that child graduate from high school.
Exactly. So she's probably at that young age where she probably had a baby with him because she's like, hey, he's 80. He don't have any more years left. So, and he got money. So she, when he dies off, she can just get remarried again and have more kids.
She may not get that much money because, remember, he has kids. This is his fourth child. So he has three older children that I'm sure that are in their 40s and 50s. Okay, if any money comes out, they're going to get it first, and she'll have the leftovers.
Yeah, because I think women nowadays in this genre, they're gunning for the kids making that money. So, you know, I've been hearing women all these times talking to women, get that money, who cares, go for the older men who don't need that much attention, and, you know, get them while they're old, make them feel good. Tell them that they're cute and this and that, and get that money. You know, and if it's not her getting it correctly, she'll get it through child support or whatever. She'll, one way or the other, it's about securing the bag. That's what I look at that when it comes to a 29-year-old, and she's younger than me. Mm.
Next.
That's a lot of years older to get the one be with somebody to get some money. I mean, that's what, almost 60 years, 60 years different.
Girl, that child's a ditch digger. Okay.
Really, I mean, that's digging real deep to go have a baby for somebody that many the age difference. You know.
The age difference, like, how is she going to be a father to their kid for a temporary time?
I don't think
women
care at this point.
Yeah.
It's all about securing the bag. She's for the Anna Nicole.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because people with that kind of money, you know, they're not worried about who they're interacting with. You know, that kind of money, you know, the things we worry about, they don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't.
Apparently not.
Mm-mm, they don't. We don't worry about.
She's not thinking about the child, the child's well-being. She's just thinking
about what
could happen for her.
Yeah,
for
because
she living in the moment.
If she gives money, she's not going to get that much money because he has older kids. And I've seen this happen.
She's not looking at that. I think she's just living in the moment.
She's living in the moment. But, you know, nowadays they're having wheels and all of that. You know, it's no matter what, that's his child. You know, she'll get enough to be happy with. That's all I can say, because that is his child, you know. I hope.
but she didn't have kids by then at all.
The child can get? Can the child get Social Security?
I don't know, but the child can.
When he dies, because the child is under 18, yes. It sure can.
So there'll be some kind of money.
If the child's under 18 and someone passes, that child can get Social Security, yes.
Mm. Honey, that's his child. So, you know, she's going to get what's coming toward, you know. That's why the mother that young would have a child with an older man like that. I mean, that's old money.
Okay, now what do you think about the living reverses? Limit reverses, Anna. What about here? Cher was going with a guy 40 years different. 40 years. This boy was in his 30s. I call him a battery charger. But anyway, they just recently broke up. Huh?
That's what I'm saying, Lynn. It's Hollywood stuff, you know, even though it is going on in the world. But what do they worry about at that age? It is Al Pacino and the other guy. It's both of them got young baby Sam. They're just months old or weeks old. But it's Hollywood.
Yeah, but in real life, it does happen. In real life, it does happen. I mean, come on, you look at those people back in the, do they call that the Midwest, Kentucky and Nebraska, those places back there, where they marry a younger woman? You know, the guy can be older and he'll marry a younger woman. We say there's country, but still.
Yeah, but it's money. I think it's money because a stability or something. That's what I'm thinking.
I just, I guess a man will never get too old to desire. I'll put it like that, to desire. But my thing is, what could he possibly do for me other than, you know, maybe give me some money or whatever? There was a lady friend of Shav's, and she was with a rich man, very rich, and he had bought her two homes. Well, when old boy died, those homes were still in his name. She didn't get poo-poo. When his kids came in, because his kids, of course, were older than her, his kids came in and said, no, you don't get nothing here. Nothing is in your name. We don't care what our dad did for you.
Well, as my father would say, she just didn't have a business six. You know, if it's not in her name, then it's not hers anyway. So that was her
No, because she didn't have sense. She should have had the houses put in her name, so that was her dumb ass.
She just didn't have her business six. It's kind of like Tiger Woods and this lady that the third or fourth lady that he's kicking out of his life. You know, get things in your name. And is Mr. Wilhelmina on the phone? God, that's why I was telling Mr. Smith one time. No, give me what's mine. I don't want you giving me an allowance and stuff like that, because if you give it to me, it's mine, okay? That's just the way you handle business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a problem with the, and Lord knows I've dated younger men, so, but not to that degree. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a boundary. There's a point where your mentality and what you've experienced in life, and you're with a person that's that much younger than you, they're just starting out. They're going to want to go to clubs, concerts, all this stuff, buy clothes, whatever. 29 years old, she's just starting out. 29 to 35, you kind of finding your way, which is good. I don't knock that. But I was like, okay, you couldn't find somebody in their 50s?
You see, that's what I'm saying.
But who to know how
that status, people with that status, they're not worried about that. You can go to, I mean, they'll buy you a club. You know what I'm saying? They just not worried about that type thing. I mean, the common person, you would have to consider all that, Lynn, but not with people of this status. I think they could care less. That's probably where they met him in the club.
Okay, well, since you're saying that, the next thing I have to come up, because this is June, you know, this is Pride Month. How do you guys feel about Pride Month? Because I just got through reading an article. I didn't realize this, like 15 countries, they do not allow homosexuality of any type, LGBTQ, 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't care. They don't deal with it. So how do you feel about Pride Month?
I've never been to a Pride parade or anything, really. So, I mean, no, I know they have it up in San Francisco, you know, every year, except for the pandemic year. I don't think they had it. But, it doesn't matter to me whether they have it or not.
No.
You know, I've not really been into it, so
me either.
I'm not against it.
I don't feel anything about that. I really don't, ladies. I don't feel anything about that LGBTQ situation.
Yeah.
I mean, RuPaul, I like watching his show because I like to see them with their makeup on and they dress up, and some of them look so beautiful, mm-hmm. and looking just like women. I mean, that's just where it begins and ends with me. I don't feel anything about that.
Right. I don't have anything against anybody that's, gay or whatever they want to call themselves. But I say be you. That's all. Be you.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who's transgender man. So it's a little different. Like, I don't know if he or she, I don't know what to call that. I don't know what to call my own cousin.
Let me welcome in Miss Wilhelmina.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina.
Hello.
Hi,
how y'all doing? Good,
how are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good.
Hello, Sheena, I was listening to speaking about you when you called
me. Hello. Yeah, I'm doing great, y'all. How everybody doing?
Doing good.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead, Miss Wilhelmina.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I was going to say we're discussing about, June is Pride Month, and so I was asking everybody how did they feel about it. And the conclusion was not one way or the other. They have their life and we have ours. Why I ask is because I read on the Internet today that the 15 countries don't allow that. They don't allow pride or homosexuality. And you know what? Most of them are those third world countries over there. Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Serbia, even Dubai. A lot of those countries, they do not allow that. You'll go to jail or either end up dead.
Yeah.
That's why most of them are. They just don't let you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yeah, they try to hide it, but most of them are.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't
There's
have nothing against it myself, but I'd rather have a man anyway.
In every country.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're all over the world,
Mm-hmm.
But they keep it.
That made me think of Stella got her groove back.
Oh, that's
finding out that the Jamaican guy was gay.
I don't have anything against gay men. I mean, I've had few friends that were, but I don't have anything against it. I just, don't like it, but, I can't stop
it. This is Christina.
Yeah.
I think you're born that way and you can't help it one way or the other, but I don't think you
mm-hmm.
should have a month dedicated to it. I would rather see a month dedicated to fatherhood or motherhood or family.
Now, yes, I agree.
Family values, yes.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're going to, family values.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We need more lessons on how to be a man, really, because I think our men are losing a lot of family values, and I more than, the females are, but, I think it should be Family Month or something like that.
Oh. That
would be nice.
Yeah.
I think dedicating a whole month.
They go all out and I know we're not supposed to be prejudiced and supposed to be against other people, but, all this sexuality, like I said before, it's two things, penis or vagina. What is it? Okay, all this transsexual, bisexual, sexual, run sexual, hell, I don't know. I can't keep up with it. Okay. But as long as you don't put it in my face, I'll put it like that. I can deal with you, like anybody else. I'll show you respect and honor. But just don't try and put it up in my face or make me feel like I'm inadequate because you're this way.
who I am is not important, because it's important. They're trying to put away that women are not as important. Well, men, they're trying to put men on down low, so I understand that, Sheha, what you're saying. But I don't understand how so much of our sexuality has changed in the last 10 to 15 years, where men are down low, so many women have come out that they're lesbian. And I'm like, how do you know that? Your life changes. Mm-hmm. Just like every year that you have a birthday, your body changes, your mentality changes. So you may be curious about a woman or whatever now. You may be in your 20s. By the time you get in your 30s, you'll be like, that ain't me. That ain't me. I don't want to be. You know? So I don't know. Somewhere there's a breakdown in our society, especially here in the United States. I don't know about abroad. But I know here in the United States, our sexuality with our young people has just really broken down. You know, it's not like that in the 50s or 60s. Not to say they didn't have gay people then, because, I mean, I'm sure it's been gay throughout lifetime. But there was respect, okay? Like, okay, yeah, you know that person's a little sweet. They're sweet and low. Okay. But that's an up in your face. Like now,
that's
if,
an
if
old...
the companies, if they have to allow for pride people and all this stuff, you know, and I'm like, come on. Hire the person that's most qualified. Don't hire them just because they're gay. You know, to suit your company, to look like, oh, we got so many points because we got blacks, we got Spanish, we got gay people. No. Hire the person that's most qualified. Why you got to go with the statue or the way society tells you? Do your own thing.
Well, just happy that it's more out than it used to be, because, you know, people would try to hide their sexuality. Men would get married just because they don't want no one to know that they're a gay, and women too. It's now that I think it's better to know, have someone comfortable enough to tell you what their sexuality preference is, you know, than to hide it and try to be somebody they're not. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter to me, because I know my preference, and if you come to me with it, I'll just have to let you know I have nothing against you and nothing like that, but, you know, that's not me, and we can be friends or whatever, but let me know. Don't be on the down low with it.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of down low like that. They get married.
Yeah, don't be on
why? Why are you going to marry someone and you know that that's really not what you want to be with?
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's right. Now that would really tick me off. Don't take it there. Don't take it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just using you as a cover up.
That's true. Don't
that's
care.
A lot of that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, question. How would you feel if you found out you were dating a female or a male and found out that they were gay later? You didn't know that initially.
If I was
dating a man and I found out they were gay,
I would not like that.
I don't want to be with no man that's been with a man before.
Me either.
That's just my preference, and that's the way I feel.
But what if you didn't know that? What if you were in a relationship and you found out
I don't even come in my way.
I know, but what if you were in a relationship? Deborah, you found out that the guy you were dating was also being a man, but you didn't know that.
If I was
first.
In a relationship, I don't know. If he was to tell me that, I think. This is what I feel. I believe I would just totally be turned off from him.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would be totally turned off.
Okay, I understand that.
I would. Yeah. That's what I would. That's what I believe right now.
Yeah.
I would be totally. Even if we had gotten, you know, it's been a long time, and I thought that would not, I don't know, that wouldn't sit well with me.
That's a good question for y'all, friends. Well, it is, because people have been in relationships like that and found out later. So
it's a good question.
Yeah.
Don't
I mean,
you start
it's almost
off as...
to me, that's almost like if being on them being on the down low, you know,
yeah.
and they all of a sudden
yeah.
you're together or you're married, and then they say all of a sudden they like it then. So it'd be the same thing if you had a relationship with a man. I want to know. You know.
Yeah, but they may not tell you that. You may have to find that out by yourself. Now, tell me this, y'all. How would you feel if a man messes up on you? Okay, just heterosexual. Let me put it like that. And he's with another woman. Mm-hmm. How would you feel with that compared to being with a man or a woman and found out that they were gay?
Say that again.
I would feel like there's a difference. I would be mad about, I'd be angry about both of that, but I think I would feel like there's a difference between those two, instead of me finding out that, you know, I'm with a man, but it's really a woman. I'll be traumatized.
Oh, yeah. I would too.
But if somebody fell in love with that person, they found out they have different sex, I mean, they would be traumatized. So they probably would need some counseling. I know I would.
Because marriage is a committed relationship. Marriage is a commitment. It's a committed relationship. That, too, again, I would be upset. You know, because if we're married, then you cannot be with somebody else, because we're supposed to be in a committed relationship. This is not just casual stuff. This is a committed relationship. He or she needs to make a decision. What you gonna do?
But you know, if I really cared about that person, I think I would fight for that person. If I really wanted that person, I think I would fight for that person. If that person really wanted me, I think I would fight for that person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight.
No.
I mean, I would be bothered by, you know, a guy being, you know, gay coming out, you know, but I think that's what it comes to, you know, it comes to taking your time to get to know people, do your research. And, you know, the longer you've been with them, you kind of see that they're showing the signs. It's up to you whether you miss it or not, you know?
Some people be married or be with a person for years and don't know.
For years.
They hide it.
Yeah,
they hide
yeah.
it because
yeah,
they don't want
Ms.
the public
Lamina.
Or the friends
yep,
to know.
Yeah, I know that too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You can stay with a person for 30 years and you know, you don't know. And you don't know.
So what would hurt you more? For your man to mess up on you, whether you're married or not, or to find out that he was gay?
To find out he was gay would hurt me more.
That's what I'm saying. It's the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with a man who came with another man. He's aggressive. Lies.
Oh, God.
The same thing could have been done.
Find out he was gay. Find out he was gay.
That's something I don't want to ever have experience.
I don't either.
Wait, are you speaking like if you find out if the guy was married before or was gay?
I mean, if you're heterosexual and the person, you know, like I said, whether you're married or not, but you're in a relationship, and you find out that the person is seeing another woman or another man, what would hurt you more in that particular situation, or would it hurt you more to find out that the male or the female is gay? And you don't know that because you're in a relationship now. You find this out later.
Yeah.
Are you
gay
or lesbian?
Are you in a
Okay, but are you in a relationship or if you're married? Which is, that's a different step to me.
Well, if you're in a marriage, that's a relationship too, but you can also be in a relationship
It's easier to walk away if you're not married. You know what I'm saying? And that would make that would help me make a decision easier, I think, if I wasn't married and in that committed relationship with him. But either way it goes, no, it's gonna be some decisions to make. I just can't do it.
For me, it wouldn't matter if I was married or just in a relationship. Either way, I would be done.
Yeah, me too.
If I was married to him and found out he was with another man, I would be done.
Yeah.
If I was in a relationship and not married, I would be done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You wouldn't circle back.
That
would be done. I would just be hurt, but I would definitely be done with you.
Yeah, it's a friend zone maybe at that point because it's nothing there I couldn't accept.
No, because
I
can't compare to that. I wouldn't be able to compare to that, so I'd just be done with it.
Well, I think I could accept it a lot more heterosexual doing something than to be gay.
Yeah.
And to find that out, because you don't know how many partners or who he's been with or could have infected you. There was a lady, she was on the news here. She had been married for like 27 years and got a divorce, so of course she was vulnerable. And she met a guy and was just tickled pink, and they were going on in a relationship. Well, come to find out, he gave her AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even have the respect or the gumption to tell her that he was an infected man. She was saying that I signed my death warrant. I went out of one relationship into my death.
Well, you know,
what do you do? That's what I'm saying. When you're in a relationship and you find this out, this before. You're blind. You know, this comes out later in the relationship, and you're like, what? You know, when they mess up, I'm like Miss Wilhelmina. I'll maybe fight for you if you're a pretty good man, and I figure, like, you done lost your damn mind. Let me rein your ass back in. But if you on the down low, no, I'm like, Deborah, you got to go. Your time's up, don't bro.
I'm out. I'm out.
Yep. I can give the element of the doubt in the heterosexual, but.
I haven't considered that like bisexual. I don't know if I'm, but like if they're still trying to interact, but I don't know. I think that I would be more of a friend zone.
I don't have any
gay husbands, you know, like if he wants to go that route, you know, I want to see how fruity he can get, you know.
Well, you know, it's the same thing with a man sleeping with multiple women, you know, he don't have to be,
that's true too.
He don't have to be. It don't have to be gay, but if you're going to sleep with multiple women, you can't come home. Don't come home.
Right.
After being over to Sally or Sue's house, you know, you just can't.
But they do. But they do.
They do.
You know,
they
there's
do.
A lot of men
they
out there
do.
That do that.
Yeah,
they
sure
do. But you
but
know,
it's like,
and that's why. You know, a female's PhD, just whatever you call that. What is the and you know that pH hormone just don't mix, and that's where AIDS and all that those STDs come from because you're mixing the pH hormone of women. You know,
so them fries don't go with that shake.
Yeah,
Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, when you are dealing with multiple females, that pH balance don't work together. It just doesn't.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. I got another good question. Would you stay with a man that's an alcoholic or he's on drugs?
Oh, hell no.
I open up Pandora's box now.
Hell no. No, ladies, and y'all forgive my words, because, see, that MF would make you kill him. No. And I'm not going to jail. A drug-ass man would make you kill him.
If he decides to get go into rehab and get help, you wouldn't say
go into rehab, get your ass some help, and talk to me afterwards, okay? No. Zero tolerance.
No.
I've been around an alcoholic brother, and I swear they will make you want to lose consciousness. I swear they will. No way.
Well, I can't deal with no drug addict and alcoholic. I was married to one for 17 years, and you're right. When you've had enough, because I tried to kill him with my 357. So, yeah, I know. That's why I always talk to Tammy, the lady on our show. I talk to her because I worry about Tammy. She stays on my mind because I've been through it. I know what that feels like.
So. Oh, yeah. I've seen it my own self. Mm-hmm. No. It was with my dad and mom. Not with me.
No, I can't deal with that.
But killed each other, Lynn.
I wouldn't even try to deal with that.
If they come into a relationship like that, or if they gradually start being like that.
Gradually. Sometimes it come on right at the beginning.
You
know, because they think they can say what they want to say. They think they can do what they want to do, and they're going to blame it on the alcohol. Okay? No.
I've never been with anybody, you know, alcoholic, drug addict like that. I have a friend that she was married to a drug addict. Then she met an alcoholic. He had been in rehab, and she said to this day she don't want to be with nobody that's into drugs or alcohol. I wouldn't want to either, you know, but I haven't had to deal with that.
I had a brother that was like that. You wouldn't know he was in the room if he wasn't drinking. He didn't have two words to say, but let him get some alcohol. Oh, my God.
Yep. That's what I've heard, that's what I know about alcoholics, you know.
Yeah.
They can be real nice and quiet until they get the alcohol.
Until they get the alcohol. Because I think that alcohol would make you say the things you want to say, and then you can blame it on the alcohol. See, that's what I'm saying. I can deal with that. It's the things you already want to do.
They say sometimes when people drink, they be telling the truth, how they really feel.
They
have to get that water in them first.
That's what I know, and that's why I wouldn't stay there. I wouldn't stay with that.
Well, I know I take a few drinks, and sometimes I know what my limit are because I'm training myself.
But then again, I might want more than my lemons because I might want to feel a little bit better. Especially if I'm angry about something. I'm going to sleep then.
All right.
Time me
okay. Okay. All right. That's what we say. And then you say what you
yeah.
want to say, okay?
But
make
I
you
know
do what
I
don't want
to be an alcoholic, so you know I got to call it quick.
Yeah.
And then
that's
I might
right.
want to take a drink on another blue moon, and there it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to know how to control it. Don't let it control you.
You sure do.
Well, now,
yeah.
say that. Why, say that.
That's
you
why
control.
I call that. Yeah, but that's why they call them alcoholics, okay? Okay, you're an alcoholic.
You got to have that drink.
Yeah, no. A person that can control the drinking, you know, is not one. So the alcoholic has no control, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drug addict don't either, because he'd be out there doing everything
no,
possible to get that money to get
no,
that drug. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't.
No, they don't care either.
Stealing,
but why I don't like the drug addict? Because drug addicts will steal from you. In a heartbeat,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm. and they'll
yeah.
do anything
yeah.
to get it.
We'll do anything to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they'll
do anything.
They'll steal from their own mama. Okay,
they
yes,
will.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Come up missing, that's a hard thing.
And you could
yeah.
come up missing, fooling around with those kind of people because they got a habit. You can come up missing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You can wear a piece of gold around your neck and you come up in the store somewhere.
Yeah.
He asks you for a dollar. You don't give it to him. He grabbed that gold from around your neck
yeah.
and gone.
Yeah. You can come up missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I missed one night one of my girlfriends, this was years and years ago, but she was into that cocaine. I didn't know nothing about cocaine. I was stupid to it. I didn't know anything about it. A little weed, that's about it, you know, and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lent her the money to go get a rock. That's what it was called. And so I asked her, she came out the guy's house. I said, well, let me see it. Let me see what it looked like because I didn't know nothing. And she showed me this little piece of something. Right for $25. Miss Wilhelmina, I went back up to that dude's house. I told him, give me my money back. He could have shot me, right? He
right.
said, what do you mean? He said, no, you know, sale is final. You know, I sold your girl the drugs,
mm-hmm.
and I told him, you know what, she can give the drugs back because I want my money back. For that little bit of thing.
Right.
I mean, come on, back in the day, years and years ago, for $10, you could get a good bag of weed, okay, and be done with it.
What's in the weed these days?
She cursed me out. Oh, Lord, she called me everything except a child of God. But I didn't know how cocaine did you. I didn't know how hooked people could get on that. I didn't know.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
About getting hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's in weed these days? What's in it? It's not the same
that
anymore.
Fentanyl,
I mean,
oh, that's terrible. That fentanyl that's out right now, that's terrible. It's killing people. And a lot
you
of
know,
young
mm-hmm.
people is killing. Not the older
yeah.
now. A lot of young people is killing because they don't realize how strong that. Hell, if it took Michael Jackson out, what do you think it's going to do to you?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know?
He said, like, a governor of New Jersey got caught with that. He couldn't even wait to get home to do it with fentanyl. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Any of you guys?
No.
Yeah, it was a governor of New Jersey. He got caught with fentanyl, and he was all strung out, and the cops had to arrest him. And, I thought that was, like, something that would kill you instantly, but I guess it's, you know,
It can kill you instantly because it'll stop your heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a sedative.
Some people
it's a drug to, you know, after surgery or whatever, something like that. It's not to be taken as a social thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because it will.
And then, you know,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that drug is so strong till as much as a needlehead pin amount could kill you. People don't know how to measure that drug, and they don't know how dangerous that is because they don't know how to measure it. And if you're not a chemist or something like that, you don't know how to mix that stuff. So, you know, that's why it's killing people.
They have bad stuff out on the market, you know, out, and people are taking it. People just want to make that money. They don't care that it's killing folks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They don't
know. No, that's drug dealer. That's what you want is to make that money. So, but I'd rather deal with an alcoholic than deal with a drug addict, because it takes a long time for them to get off of that, depending on how strung out they are, to get off of that. Unless something happens very drastically in their life where they're like, "Oh Lord, I got to stop this. It's enough now," you know. But sometimes it takes people longer than others to get to that point, you know. And I feel like the friends, if they're around, they're not their friends. Because if it was your friend, it'd be like, come on, let's clean up. Let's get you clean. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, let's get high, let's get you clean. Let's turn your life around, you know?
That's if they're willing to want to, though.
Well,
that's it.
They have to come to a point where they're willing to accept that what they've been doing is not working for them anymore. You're right. What's that squeaking?
Well,
anyway, yeah.
Oh, you know, I wanted to, you know, what we were trying to talk about the day before we had the Memorial Day situation with the COVID. I'm just curious about what that shot was all about. Like, I don't know. It's questionable now.
I did a lot of research up on that thing, and I said, oh, no way am I going to take that. I'm not doing it.
No.
Yeah.
I told my husband if he did it, it's going to be over with.
Yeah, because the FDA now has stopped them doing the making the vaccination for the drug.
Either.
They just told me shut it down because it wasn't right to begin with.
That's true.
But you know how many people that, you know, got the shot? It's like crazy. I'm just like, wow.
Just because
they
were so afraid.
They even told older people, you know, you have to get the shot because if you catch COVID from someone, you're going to die because you're older. It's crazy.
Everybody was so afraid. Mostly everybody was so afraid.
Yeah, everybody was afraid of that, yeah.
There's so much fear.
America's a mess, though. They're just trying to just
take people
out.
It was messed up. They were going for depopulation. That's why.
That's right.
And let me tell you, depopulation, y'all, this world is not full of people. There's places in this world that you could live at, there's no homes there. You know what I mean? There's islands, there's stuff right here in the United States, woods and forests and stuff. If people want to live, there's no humans up there. So where's the depopulation? I don't understand that. This world is not overcome with people.
Exactly. That's what makes me want to, like, I don't know, America just feels like they're just trying to kill as much people as they can.
America wants control. Go ahead. Yeah, America is a control.
Did anybody listen to Biden's speech? Did anybody listen to Biden's speech? It was on earlier, over an hour ago.
I didn't listen.
I did. He lied about three different things.
America wants control. And if whatever they cannot control, they would do something crazy. It's just like, you know, they want to ban TikTok, but TikTok is so educational. TikTok is telling a lot of people how to do things. And America wants you to pay for everything because America pay taxes, right? America is built on taxes, taxation. And if TikTok can tell you how to change a tire or something like that, oh, no, that's a company that you need to go over there and let them change your tire. A TikTok don't need to be telling folks how to do this or how to do that. It's just like, you know, America is so controlling and so money hungry till they just want the money, okay? And TikTok is educating people. Yeah, TikTok is educating people too much. It's the problem they got with TikTok.
Instagram too. YouTube.
Yeah, Instagram and YouTube. But see, YouTube is not on the level as TikTok. TikTok is really educating people in 5 minutes or less, okay? They're really educating people. And they're telling you how these new cars and things are made and what to do and how to do it. America wants you to pay for every single thing, every service that anyone can make money on to pay taxes. Take that. Now, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Well, I have a question
of the government on the band.
Well, would any of you guys move outside the country? Because I see a lot of Americans, they're like, I'm moving out the country, and I ain't coming back to America. And they've been...
Oh, yeah, they
well
did that with the election with Trump. Uh-huh. They were going to move to Canada
uh-huh.
and all that.
They want to move to Canada and all that, yeah.
Trust me,
yeah.
There is another country
America.
Like America. We
yeah,
do have a lot
now,
more freedom
America.
Here than they do in Europe. Mm-hmm.
America don't want to educate their people unless you pay for it. You know you got to pay for an education to live in America and have a decent life. To me, that is crazy. Why do see America want dumb people? They love
they
dumb
do.
People. So yeah, they love summer. Dumb people. They love dumb people.
Yep.
You got to pay to be educated. America wants to keep mm-hmm. you dumb down. They mm-hmm. like dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
People that can
they
want to control. That's
yeah,
that's
it's control. You know, if you're less educated or what you don't know, they can just gain control over that. Okay. All right. Now let's come out with something that somebody can sell and make millions. It's like Elon Musk came out with the electric cars. Okay, now they're coming in, want to make electric cars and make them cheaper. Okay, they can afford, and Chevrolet is the oldest automaker in the world, of the U.S. world. How come Ford and Chevrolet didn't make electric cars first? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
They are the oldest U.S. manufacturer in the United States. How come they didn't come up with electric cars?
No,
go
right,
ahead,
that's
now.
A good question, but I guess stupidity sells.
Yeah. America wants dumb people.
There's always those people that fall for it. Like Derek, like that guy Derek Jackson they're talking about. He's a little scammer, too. You got unhealed people telling people about a relationship, and people are falling
right.
for it. And I'm just like, how dumb
yeah.
can you be?
How
horrible.
They love dumb people.
Forever Christian. And now they're saying that people don't even have to have credentials. They could just say, I'm Dr. Such and Such, and I'm a specialist in love life, whatever. People just, they could just say the most common sense of life, and people fall for it. Oh, they're the new girl.
Yeah.
You know, the new girl. Now the new leader.
And
it's like,
anything. Yeah, anything in America can be sold because they want taxes on it, okay? That's just who America is. They want tax money.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. I can only imagine how dumb they're going to get as years to come. Scary world out there, y'all. Greatness.
Yeah. It's America.
Well, 11th hour, they decided the debt ceiling was okay, but I don't know. They're talking about they want to mess with Social Security and Medicare, so I don't know what was in that bill. I'd like to see what was in there that they okayed it.
But are they wanting people to suffer? Because I feel like ever since they said that the minimum wage now is making $15-16 an hour, and you know, it's like the fact that like Trump made it like, okay, you guys have to raise the you know, way of cost of living and raise the job prices a little bit higher so people can live a decent life. And then as soon as Biden came in with the whole, what do they call it, the where they started raising the rent on people all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now mm-hmm. it's like, it's just, America's just more expensive. You have jobs that don't pay enough for people to live, and it's like the circle of life. You know, if people don't have enough money to live, they got to depend on the government. And if you're dependent on the government, you got to pay to, you know, educate. And I see, like, it baffles me that, like, I see other people talk about other countries where education is free. We are. We're not that much free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, even health.
Yeah.
We have to pay for that, you know?
That's true.
Well, I think it's elites and the older guards that are running the world. So, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. I think you're right about
richer,
that.
That's all. Yeah, it's the rich get richer. That's all. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rich, it's richer.
And I just don't understand how some one person have that much money, though. $1 billion, someone's worth $1 billion. I heard some guy who was so wealthy, he spent $4 billion just to go up in space and back for like 2 minutes. And I was like, really? All those people who could save down
really?
On the earth?
What's that?
Wow.
Homeless people, homeless people. He rather spend that money trying to go up on earth, and then you got veterans that have given their lives in a war that they could have helped. We have homeless and hungry veterans on this earth. That billions of dollars could have fed people that fought for us and protect us. You know, see how great America is.
Well, we have Bill Gates buying air, so I don't know.
Yeah, in the Bahamas or over there in the Caribbean, yeah, he sure is. I didn't know air was for sale. I thought it was free.
Air, right? Water too, and then you got you know, that guy who owns Facebook. He owns, like, he bought half the land of Hawaii. And that's another situation too. So it's just all about greed out here.
It's greed.
One person has that much
you
money.
So is water. Water is man. Water is from the earth also, and they charge us for water. So I mean, mm-hmm. so air would be next, I guess. You know, they're gonna charge us for air by the pound. it's America. It's America, ladies. It's just America. Greed.
Believe America's me, it is the best country in the world, though. It truly is. I've been to Europe, and it's nothing like America, even with all our problems and stuff we have. But we have more freedoms here, believe me, than... than you do in other countries. We got 90 seconds. We're on our way out. Oh, boy. That went by too darn fast.
It's been fun. I love it, though. It's always a joy to be with you guys.
Good conversations.
Yeah, we have good discussions. Boy, it was good tonight between about the gays and the alcohol, the drugs, and America. Come on now.
Thank you, Lena.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yeah, thank you all. Thank you, Christina, Jessica, Miss Wilhelmina, Deborah, She House Spirit. Thank you all for being here tonight. We really had a good discussion. Mm-hmm. You guys better come in. They're missing.
They're
missing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now. Good night. Thank y'all have a good
love
weekend.
You.
I love
bye.
You.
Have a good night.
Happy Tuesday.
And Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Happy Friday.
Enjoy you guys' time. Enjoy the
okay.
meeting, y'all. All right.
Stay safe.
You too.